There's no problem with that. We'll do a call to order. This is the regular meeting of the Idyllwild Water District Board of Directors. Our mission statement is to provide reliable water and sewer service in a safe, cost-effective, environmentally sound manner in accordance with community needs. Roll call. I'll do roll call. Mr. Olson.
Present.
Mr. Davis.
Here.
Mr. Zabadi.
Here.
And President Shelley here. Mr. Kunkel has submitted a letter of resignation. It was dated October 1st. He cites personal reasons for his resignation. We've accepted his letter of resignation, and after November 5th, if there's anything that needs to be done, we'll take care of that at that time. So unless there's any questions, we'll go on to public comments. Are there any public comments? Yes, one of the Steves that we have left.
Since we don't have your half Steve, Kunkel. I'm going to just want Steve. And you have the election coming up. Does it have to wait until the election before the third person can come on the board?
Fifth person.
Well, it makes the most sense to wait until after the election, then we know exactly what we have to do to make things work.
In order to appoint somebody, don't we have to open it up?
We do.
There's a process, and that process is longer than November 5th, so.
Yes, 40 days need to be added.
So when would the new person assume a role on the board? At what point?
Well, there's a couple scenarios that could take place. One, the most likely scenario, since Mr. Kunkel put in his letter of resignation, that's been reported, the most likely scenario is he will get the least votes of the four candidates, and then the three remaining candidates will take their seats.
At what point?
January something, no?
Well, after the election results are final, we could swear somebody in at the November meeting.
Ah, okay.
Or we could swear all three of them in.
Yeah.
Do whatever's necessary. That's why the November 5th is kind of clears a lot of things up. But the most likely scenario is that Mr. Kunkel would receive the least. Yeah, in the November meeting. But the most likely scenario is Mr. Kunkel will receive the least amount of votes since he tendered a letter of resignation, and people will probably know that. And the other three candidates will probably receive the most votes, and then they would be able to take their positions at the November meeting.
I think the election is only effective through January. None of that. Well, whatever. They'll tell us.
Yeah, we'll have the right to swear in. Yeah, we can do some things as needed for the community. Yeah. Any other public comments? Nope. Okay. We'll move on to the consent calendar. Minutes. Any questions on the minutes, Mr. Olson?
No questions, but I'm going to mark up a couple of words that aren't misspelled, but I don't think they're the words that were supposed to be there. But it's pretty obvious what the intent was of the minutes. I have no problem with them.
So just grammatical
punctuation? Yeah, spelling. Mostly.
Okay. Mr. Davis?
No.
Mr. Zabadi? Okay. Financial reports. Mr. Olson, anything on the financials?
Yeah, I got a quick question. We got a couple of pretty big variances, and I understand that we're on a cash basis.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing year to date, this month is $15,000, and year to date a $30,000+ variance on water maintenance and supplies, for which it appears we've only budgeted $333 a month, which is $4,000 a year.
Yeah, this is the media for family value number 1A. This one was calculated to face hard time, this contingency. So this is the media for the uranium for family value 1A.
Did we know this was coming? We didn't.
budget for it?
No, we did not. We had, we do annual testing, monthly testing on those sites, and we were getting high levels of uranium, which that vessel is supposed to reduce the amount of uranium in that system, and we were getting high readings. Babcock, our lab supplier, let us know that you're getting out of range where we need to be for our MCLs, and they said we had to take it offline, and we couldn't put it online until that media was replaced.
Okay, so are we expecting additional expenses associated with that?
Yes, the disposal, the charging, because if we cannot dispose of the uranium, we contact with that external company to come to take that at a disposal from Fermi Valley 1A.
And we can't sell the uranium either.
We can't send it to Iran. Oh, they have already. They already have their own. Okay. So how much more do we think that that's going to cost? I mean, another 10 grand? Okay. So after that, we should be back to the 333,000?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So this was an abnormality.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. We could not have foreseen that.
No.
Okay. Great. Excellent answer. We have, and this is, I already think I know the answer. I just want you to confirm on the insurance liability auto property. We got $11,000 variance this month, but year to date we're only at $5,000, which means we're doing it on a monthly basis and we're paying maybe six months. And then I know that for a while we had issues with Southern California Edison getting us bills. And now I see that we have a $5,600 negative variance this month and a almost $12,000 variance.
Yeah.
And
because what happens when he stopped using Fermi Valley 1A, this is what I don't like, he start using the downtown 23 and 24 and those 900 feet all the way down. But unfortunately, have no choice to using the downtown wells in downtown. So they charge so much electricity. This is why it's jumping very high. Like when you got
so this isn't the we're getting a invoice every 6 months. This is just increased usage.
Yeah.
And now that we're back online,
correct,
or soon to be back online, we would expect that it to go back down again. So
absolutely.
With exception, only Edison increased the rate for 5 years and got approval from utility from the state.
Is a lot of this excess money there for using during TOU?
Yes, they put our rate, they're changing the rate, but sometimes we objection for the rate, but they put us under rate TOU. They said all the water district, especially if you don't have agriculture in your area, you're using the rate TAU.
TOU, time of use?
Yeah, time of use.
Okay. Bill, is there any way we can modify things? Do you use it outside TOU, but it's out of it?
Well, they're used as needed. And as consumption goes up, we're confined to the fact that we have certain wells in the area that's going to be effective providing enough volume in that area. So there's times we have to use those wells.
Okay.
And then with Fern Valley 1A off, they had to supplement for Fern Valley 1A.
Because it's running 24/7, non-stop. They're running all the time.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Davis, any other questions?
No.
And Mr. Sabat?
No.
I had to sign a check today, and I just want to point out that our expenses seem to go up, and some of them just seem just incredible to me. One was a bill that 5 years ago it was $5,000, and this year it was $18,000. And it's just, I was shocked when I saw the bill, but it's something that we're required to do. It's something that the company isn't necessarily overcharging us. It's just rates go up. And it's really hard to swallow that sometimes. But the fact of the matter is we've had a lot of costs go up. And as much as we'd like to keep costs down, there are some expenses that They just seem to have gone up exponentially over the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those are permits, some of those are fees, some of those are companies that we have to hire to do work. And it's rare that we ever see a bill go down. Even with Edison sent out rebates, climate credits on most people's bills, but that climate credit doesn't cover the amount of electricity that we have to use when we have to pump water uphill, whereas some of our wells are already uphill, and so we don't have to pump at all. There's gravity into the system. So we recognize some of our expenses have gone up, and we're trying to keep them as much as we can down, but there's some of them that have just gone up incredibly, and it's not any fault of anyone on staff or us not watching it as board members. It's just there's some expenses that are just terribly expensive. And so that's my comment on the financials.
We do pay insurance. Is it an insurance bill that you had go from 5 to 18 or something like that?
It was a company that does a review for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because the insurance, of course, is killing everybody.
Yeah, that too.
It went off too, Mr. President.
The insurance went
off
too, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, operations. Any question on the operations? Mr. Davis?
No. Do you have a question?
Can I wait just a second?
No.
No. Okay. Public comments?
So just go back to this thing of Fern Valley 1A being offline, having to use downtown wells, more expensive to pump. How deep are those wells? You said the water is down hundreds of feet?
900 feet?
Yeah.
In turn, it takes a lot of energy to get that water to the top of the wellhead.
And then it has to be pumped uphill to the tanks,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Whereas Fern Valley 1A probably goes not very far
up down,
to the tank.
Yeah.
900 feet, that's a pretty deep well.
It is.
Yes, very deep, and 1,100 feet. 900 and 1,100. That's why I don't like the guys to use it.
That's
the well they used to be, the one downtown was the one that used
have
to be used all the time.
Yeah, and you put it as a reserve for well for any emergency when we have holiday like Thanksgiving and Christmas, you turn it on.
Right. Oh, on holidays you have high usage?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
People come into town and use our water, and we're very grateful that they do.
People don't think about these things, you know.
Yeah.
Nope.
Any other public comments? Nope. Entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Motion to approve.
Second.
There's a first and a second. Mr. Zabadi and Mr. Olson, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0. General Manager's report.
All right, I'm going to start off with the field operations. So we had this last month a couple of main leaks. We had one on West Ridge and North Circle. Of course, those were all taken care of. We had three service line breaks. All of these breaks that we had will probably or did show in our losses this month, but crews worked hard to get them taken care of and patched up. We installed a 2-inch meter on North Circle Drive and River. We've had a couple more clay valves rehabilitated, just doing proper maintenance on our system. We had two Wildwood booster pumps that pump water up to that reservoir. One of them was on the verge of going out, so we had to replace one of those. That was an expense, but replaced, running as it should. Crews, all the staff has been working on dig alerts. We're getting a lot of dig alerts for Edison and pole replacements, so it's taken up a lot of time. We had over 100 just this last month, so it takes a lot of time to go out and do the work required to handle that kind of work.
What kind of dig alerts on a normal basis would you expect on a monthly basis, ballpark?
5 to 10,
okay.
5 to 10.
If that.
Yeah.
And sorry, here also they change, as Mr. President mentioned, before they don't charge us for Mr. Olson request to do a digger. Right now, we pay for you when you request to do a digger right now. The district pay also abortion for the digger. So before, they don't make money at all. Like right now, they charging $10 per request. So we charge this, actually it's 10 cents. $1 per one request. So this month, we're going to pay $100 for the digger. Although it's not ours.
It's not even ours.
They leave the us today for the digger.
And just for the record, I didn't request one.
It was River Drive
and North Circle.
So in September, we completed all staff members' annual evaluations. That was completed on time. We had the Foster Lake Dam inspection. That passed with no issues. We were able to, we had the plant shut down because we had topped off all the tanks. So we shut down the plant and staff was able to shut down the aeration system in the filtration plant. And they were able to clean and do annual maintenance on the aeration vessels. So that got completed this year. Our tank number 3 up at Foster Lake, that rehab has been completed. We filled the tank. We can't put it in the system until we get our back tees completed and get the report back from Badcock letting us know that there was a non-detect for any pathogens in that water. Once we get that clear, we'll put it and open it up to the system. Our lead and copper survey that was brought upon us in a very short period. I want to commend staff. They were able to handle that task. They got it done. Tyler was key in that project, and we got it submitted on time. We got our response back from the state stating they received it. At this time, everything looks as it should be, and so we complied with the state thanks to staff.
How much lead pipe do we have?
None.
A little question on tank number 3.
Yes.
Do we have to do SOC and VOCs also?
Did they what?
Do SOC and VOC testing too?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Okay. You said back to you, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, there was a full range of tests that they requested. So we sent down what they requested and required.
Thank you.
Yep. So upcoming, we have our sanitary survey for the system, and we're preparing for that, and that's done by the state. So the state will be coming out to our system and checking on how our system is doing, and it'll be a reflection of all operations on how we maintain our equipment. So we're prepared for that, and that's coming up very soon. And at this time, we are implementing our fire hydrant exercising program / flushing program. So people will see our guys out there flushing and doing their job. GM report. I'm happy to report that the acquisition for the sewer plant project, that property, the 5 acres, is completed and finalized. Our 30% design, we had received that from the engineers. I had it reviewed by Dudek. They completed it with comments. We have it in hand. I have a meeting next week with Dudek and staff to go over those comments to make sure that everyone's happy with the direction that they feel we need to go. The overall project and plans, they were happy with. They just had technical questions and comments that we're going to address next week in the meeting that I have with Dudek and Steph. John from Terra Nova, I've had a lot of dealings with him this week in regards to the CEQA for the Strawberry Creek diversion. And he still states that he can have it done by October, the end of October. We had some lengthy conversations today. I'm pushing him. He wanted to, I gave him a deadline so that we can have this submitted in the November 20th meeting. And so he's told me that he would have the draft for me next week. We can overview it and then get it back, and then we can proceed to have it submitted in the paper prior to our next meeting on the 20th of November. So that's a work in progress, but he is working on it hard. I had a project meeting with ERSC, who is handling the Strawberry Creek project, and as far as the plans go, we're at 90% design. They're hopeful to finalize this by the end of December and hand us 100% draft. They are working closely with John as well to make sure he stays in line with our goals to having this completed with our CEQA and this 100% draft, that they're done by the end of the year so that we can break ground hopefully by spring. So we have made some headway on these projects. I already talked about the lead and copper. Tyler and staff were able to handle that and get that done. Foster Lake rehab is completed, and we'll be talking about some vehicles here coming up. I did a lot of research and talked to a lot of people and was able to save some substantial money on the negotiation of these vehicles. And then lastly, I had a meeting with the California Special Districts Association yesterday in regards to grant funding and literature from federal and state level granting for our sewer projects. So I'm in discussions with them on getting us some grant funding as well.
Do you have any visibility on the amount?
Not at this time. What we actually could possibly get, no, I don't know that. I know the amount we're gonna need.
Probably not.
Well,
at this time, exactly.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions, Mr. Olson?
No, I think that's it.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Mrs. Light? No. I have one. When they say 90% design, I was confused earlier in this whole process because they would say, well, it's 30% of the 30% design. So is this 90% of the 30%, or is this actually 90% of 100?
It's they quoted 90% design at this time. So we're at it, not a final, but we're at 90%. And they will have the last 10% by December is their goal.
Right, so by December, it's the goal is 100% of 100%.
Correct,
right?
Yes.
It's not 30% anymore,
no,
60%,
no.
Bring that, okay.
It's 100% of 100%.
And when we say spring, that we may be able to break ground, that's assuming that we'll find a contractor that accepts the, and we accept their bid.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
And whether we receive grant funding or not by that point, we still can set it out to bid, correct?
It's for Strawberry.
This is for Strawberry Creek.
It's Strohbird.
Yeah.
Oh. Strohbird.
Yeah, so the sewer plant is at 30%.
So there's another 70%.
Yeah, at 30% for the sewer plant, we can, you know, go out and apply for grant funding.
We make some mistakes.
So Strawberry is going to be ready to go.
Yes.
In spring. And that design is going to be 100% hopefully in December.
And we finance it through our fund.
No, okay.
No grant in this one.
Okay, thank you. But talking about the sewer plant, where's the sewer plant at?
The sewer plant is, we're with DUDAC. So they completed their overview. We hired them to look out for us on this project. So DUDAC, which has experience on this type of plant, they researched, looked at the drawings from CRWA, and just wanted to make sure everything looked in line. They said the overall drawings were excellent, but they have some technical issues. They're more on the ground of having most of the plant automated. A lot of the things in the design are in manual operation, and they want to move things towards automation,
right,
which is the direction we want to be at,
right,
because of the fact that when the sewer operators are not there on the weekends, if they're not on call, there may be adjustments that have to be made, and that means they have to go in if there's a major problem. If we're automated, they can do it straight from wherever they're at on a laptop, whatever, via SCADA, and it's going to be a much more simplistic operation for everybody.
Okay. So on the sewer plant, we're at 30%, and that's 100% of 30%?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
But back again for your question, it's very important when you mention, can I bid right now? I cannot bid right now.
No, I wouldn't assume at 30% we could.
Yeah.
No, I was confused
by
the 100% on the
Thank
other
you.
Project.
Yeah.
So the other project we could get bids on because we had 100%.
Got it.
And we have to make a deal, who's going to do the remaining 70%?
On the sewer,
right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any public comments? Steve?
There's a proposition right now that's going on. It's like $10 billion, and it mentions water, fire, it mentions a whole lot of things. Is that anything where we could get money out of it? Do you know the proposition that I'm talking about?
We don't know until it passes.
No,
whether you vote
for it. I'm saying, though, if it passes, is that the type of...
Well, with most of those bills like that, the money is there, and you're eligible to qualify, but that doesn't mean you'll actually get it. So
right.
We're probably eligible, but
okay.
That doesn't mean we'll get it. And if we are eligible, we will try to get it. Any other public comments? No? We'll go on to our action item, purchase of two trucks. The Board of Directors considered approving the purchase of two new trucks. I believe we have final numbers on those. If we could have those, that'd be great.
Yes, for Dodge 2024. We got a discount, 11,000. The total amount was 82,000. It's 2024 with 3,500 Ram. And we have the Toyota Hemet, which we got Toyota before. We got a discount, they have a saving discount right now, $5,000. So we total 55,651.
Okay.
And we need the two trucks because unfortunately we have too much field work. More than trucks, and they're using the service truck number 8, which has the welding and generator and all the, our stuff for operation, which you put very dangerous for them, got stolen or got lost.
Mm-hmm.
So you're replacing a one-ton that we already have then?
No, we have a Tacoma, but we don't replace it right now. Unfortunately, we need it until July.
Well, the Ram 3500 is a one-ton truck.
Yeah, because, yeah.
And that'll be able to do to tow anything, any of the equipment or trailers that we have safely.
We don't have any children prior to.
Mr. Olson, any questions?
I know you weren't here. You were. Why wasn't this on our capital expenditures?
Okay, this is a problem. Unfortunately, I never expecting to hire the fourth team, and he hired all the fourth team right now. I have almost 7 field to work outside, plus the general manager going outside, and he was helping them outside. So this was in calculation would be full staff, first one, and second, we wasn't expecting, we did right now, thank goodness, Tyler did the maintenance record for our trucks, and she found a lot of trucks going out of maintenance, and has a high mileage. And Mr. President last month requested like to see how the replacement for our trucks program, and we never have a replacement program for our trucks.
Okay, so going forward, I think the very first thing we need to do when we're talking about capital expenditures is talk about vehicles.
Yeah.
And not the big projects, because we're going to get nickel and dime. This is how much total? 100 and how much?
125,000.
And what was our total budget for capital expenditures for the year?
500,000 for water and 250 for sewer.
So we just kind of blew it up, right?
I know.
Okay.
Sorry.
I think you get my point.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Davis?
No.
Mr. Zabot?
No.
I think it's good that we review the vehicles, because vehicles are being very expensive. I know the fire department, they buy used vehicles, and I know that some people, that's the route that their agencies go. There's a trade-off of used vehicles to new vehicles. The years that you get out of a new vehicle, as long as you expense it and also use it over a long period of time, the value is there. A used vehicle, oftentimes you don't know what condition it really is in because it's used. And so I think there's a trade-off between the two. Oftentimes when you get a used vehicle, you have 5 to 10 years less life that you're going to get out of that vehicle. So I can see the advantages to both. At this point, this is the one that's before us, so we'll consider it. Any public comments? Mr.
This thing of having a vehicle plan and a, I mean, that was one of Lamont's great accomplishments. He's so proud of. He longed for years to have a catalog of every vehicle the fire district has, with all the information of all the maintenance schedules and every, and to have and all the mileage kept track of, so that anybody who came into the district would be able to review that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that was something that took a long time, because it's not the first priority all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I saw Pine Cove present a similar, you know, but theirs is only 2 pages long, obviously. I didn't see them do it last year, but they presented a vehicle report, or vehicle catalog report,
mm-hmm.
with mileage and replacement schedule and all that kind of stuff. And I also saw you guys did it the same month. I hadn't seen it in years too fast, so there's a new attention to it, or you seem to have.
Well, we have a state which is starting to bear down on us as far as having a plan, because they're also kind of forewarning us that at some point they'll want us to go to electric vehicles. And so we're trying to make sure that we have vehicles that are in top shape, so that if we ever have to change over, that we'll be able to do so with a plan in mind, rather than being forced into it at the last moment and paying top dollar.
Okay.
So yeah, we're trying to plan ahead. And actually, we over a year ago, I think we asked the manager to have a vehicle report, and we did have it once before, I think, and we were gonna have it a second time, and then we weren't able to get that accomplished, but we got it done now, which is good.
Thank you.
Any other public comment?
Nope. Motion to approve the purchase. That's what you're going to ask.
Oh, I thought you made a vote.
Yes, and yes.
Second.
First and second. Any other comments? Nope. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstention, passes 4-0.
And next year we put two more vehicles, Mr. Olson. We put a plan for the capital improvement to put two more vehicles for next year. Thank you.
Okay.
Bill, at the time when we decide to do something with the shop here by Foster Lake, can we make sure that we have an upgraded electrical service, say at least a 400 amp service there, so we can charge these electrical vehicles when we decide to go that way someday?
Yes, that's something that we will address when we do upgrades to that building. Absolutely. You want you? First on the list, a Tesla.
Yeah, the district.
So long as it's not one of those damn trucks.
Yeah.
The funniest looking thing.
They're ugly.
Mr. Olson in combats.
Yeah, the Tesla trucks are ugly.
The blind police face one got cyber Tesla truck. He's so proud he have number one.
Mr. Davis, any other director's comments? No.
No.
Mr. Zavadi. I'd like us to have on the November agenda the District of Excellence and District of Distinction Awards that are by the California Special Districts Association. Those are awards that we can receive through doing all the things that we're supposed to do as a board and as a district to be transparent and to work with our fellow agencies. So I'd like that to be a discussion item on the November meeting. And I have nothing else. If there's no other public comments, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
First and second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
And passes 4-0.
Thank you.
The next meeting will be in November. And we should be back in the other building. It should be done by then.
New building and getting close to being done.